I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. I've got a question for you. The top 10 vegetables grown by home gardeners really hasn't changed much in the last 20 years, except for one newcomer. Any ideas? Think spicy. Yes, hot peppers are the only vegetable lately to crack the top 10. Hot peppers originated in South and Central America. Portuguese and Spanish explorers brought them to Europe and Asia in the 15th century. As these ethnic groups moved to our country, they infused our cuisine with this fiery hotness, and I love it. There are almost as many varieties of hot peppers as there are tomatoes, with levels of hotness ranging from mild to a deep burn. Jalapenos are a famous ingredient in salsa and on pizza. They tend to be mildly hot. If you really want to burn, try habaneros. But be careful, these can literally cause burns. Big chili is an 8 to 10 inch long, mildly pungent roasting pepper, while Thai hot has 1 inch long peppers that pack a fiery punch. Some hot peppers are beautiful too. Pretty in Purple has jet black foliage and stems, with purple turning to red fruits. Variegata has variegated yellow and green leaves, so it looks beautiful even when it's not fruiting. To grow hot peppers in our chilly, no pun intended, climate, plant them in containers or in beds covered with black plastic. Containers in black plastic provide the heat peppers love. In the ground, grow them on raised beds and keep plants well watered and fertilized. Don't apply too much nitrogen fertilizer, though, or you'll get lots of foliage but few flowers and fruits. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about spring lawn maintenance. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.